So, what is the role of government in the world today? With many issues out there, it seems to be evolving a little bit. President Obama offered his thoughts over the weekend at the commencement address at the University of Michigan.
The truth is, the debate we've had for decades now, between more government and less government, it doesn't really fit the times in which we live. We know that too much government can stifle competition and deprive us of choice and burden us with debt. But we've also clearly seen the dangers of too little government, like when a lack of accountability on Wall Street nearly leads to the collapse of our entire economy.
And I don't exactly think they were applauding the collapse of the economy, but you get the point. Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he joins us right here, right now, live. Mr. Shoup, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
So after listening and reading his words, what I mean, it seems like this debate keeps going back and forth and back and forth, and do we want big government or is the era of big government over? This has been an ongoing debate, isn't it?
It has. It goes back, I mean, gosh, at least even in the recent form, more than a decade, I'd say, and you could make the case easily that it's been going on since the beginning of the Republic, really.
Yeah.
But President Obama, I think, is really making a concerted effort to try to move beyond this debate. He very much does not want to have a big government, small government debate, and part of the reason is I think he sees the real value of government, and part of the reason is that debate doesn't typically end well for Democrats, so there's that motivation too.
And this isn't, in the end, it's not really, it's a difficult issue. It's not really a simple answer. People seem to want big government after something happens, and I'm thinking of the oil spill, but they don't want big government before.
Right, exactly. And, people, it is very much situational, people's views of what they think of government and how they think it works and when they want it and when they don't want it. And I think most people, or a lot of people, tend to think, in general, there's too much government until they start thinking about it or until they really need it, and then it's kind of a different story.
And it also, there are real, I mean, this question goes on in a theoretical sense, is almost like a university class, but there are real implications for how feds do their jobs.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The more anti-government sentiment is out there, the more difficult it is. Not just it translates into more battles over funding on Capitol Hill. It translates into having to defend the work you do, and ultimately, it can lead to very dangerous things. I think this is one thing that the president is very concerned about: is that the level of rhetoric sometimes reaches a point where clearly people's lives are put at risk because people end up attacking government and the people who work for it.
And we've seen crazy things with people flying buildings down in Texas into IRS buildings.
Right.
I understand disagreements, but that kind of takes it to crazy levels.
Yeah, it really does.
And I think that's the concern out there with some feds, is that this rhetoric has gotten to such a high-pitched level that it's now bled into anger rather than just, okay, let's have a debate over it.
Right. And that's the fine line that the president is trying to walk here, because he really doesn't want to say, I support more and more government. That tends to be a loser politically. But what he wants to say is, that there are certain things that we really need to do and that I want government to be effective. And that's where he would really like the debate to be shifted to, is making government be smarter and more effective.
And better managed and as you say,
right,
more effective. People want, I mean, I think that was the frustration with Katrina, was, okay, why can't we, this is a city in our own country, we're able to help tsunami victims halfway around the world, but we're not able to help New Orleans.
That's right. And anytime something like that happens, and I think it's, we have a potentially emerging situation there with the oil spill in the Gulf, if it becomes a gigantic disaster and it turns out that government can't solve it right away, people are going to be asking, why did you not fix this right away? This is a very interesting moment, actually, because I think simultaneously you could have that going on and the situation involving the attempted attack in New York, which could very well turn out to be a very good news story for government, because
yeah,
at least in the early stages, looking like there was a lot of cooperation that very effectively tracked this guy down within 48 hours. So you could have sort of both sides of the coin going on there.
And we always talk about the difficulties of connecting the dots. This was a street vendor who calls in and says, hey, this looks like something funky happening with this truck. And people actually followed up and talk about information sharing.
Right. And this is a street vendor who has phone numbers for law enforcement people in his cell phone so that he can do this on a moment's notice. It's really kind of fascinating.
It's almost, talk about man on the street. If all those people were out all over calling in things that they saw, I mean, you could be overwhelmed or could really be effective. One of the interesting things, and you have a post on this on Government Executive, and we have a link to that on federalnewsradio.com, but one of the really interesting things is I was reading through some of the comments that you got on your on your story. And still some people very much a lot of Obama anger, people saying, no one dares question what the president says, and that sentiment. And it's interesting how that is out there.
Yeah. Any of these things, involving the president or Republican leaders, I mean, people tend to just choose up sides on them right away. I mean, it's part of, I think, what the president was talking about, that people tend to really live in their echo chambers now, and get their information from news sources on their side of the political spectrum and view things through the prism that their side is always right and the other side is always wrong.
Yeah, and we can't have trouble talking to each other.
Right.
But, and the president actually talked about the historical context of that this is not really new. This has been going on in this democracy for more than 300 years now.
Yeah.
More than 200 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in many cases, rhetoric that's far worse than anything
right.
you hear today.
Yeah.
In some ways, I guess we have made some progress.
You've been watching this for a long time, and we've seen these kinds of discussions go on before. It seems difficult for feds because they're put in that, rock hard place feds. It's always the challenge of a lot of federal jobs is there is no easy answer. And I always use the example of the ports. We could secure the ports by stopping commerce. That's not an option. We can't let everything in. So it's not black. It's not white. It's a question of what shade of gray. And everyone has an opinion about what shade of gray is the right shade.
Right. It is sort of an endless debate that, you can, once you get into the details, it's very difficult to determine exactly what makes sense because there are many, many different options.
And easy to second guess after the fact.
Yes, absolutely.
And that often becomes the challenge out there is, we made a decision, we move forward. We can't second guess every decision. We learn and move on.
Yeah.
It's going to be fascinating to see what public opinion ends up being on this oil spill and this is such a massive oil spill. How do you deal with this, even if you had all the resources on the planet, just because of its size and the winds down there and the rains and everything? It's hard to deal with these kinds of issues.
Yeah, they really are. And they don't, and if government set out to do, to render it impossible that anything like this would have a really bad effect, I mean, it would be many, many times the size it is now.
Right.
The size it is now.
And I'm not sure even if that were true, you could stop everything bad from happening.
Right.
How do you see this? I mean, it seems like this debate just continues in some form or fashion. It's as you said earlier, this has been almost in the DNA of our democracy.
Yeah. I don't see anything that would cause this. I don't see any reason to think it's going to end anytime soon. And I think in some ways it's going to be more, it's going to ramp up over the next 2 years because I think that Republicans are going to want the debate to be framed in this way, big government versus small government, because that works for them. When you come right down to it, more people, there aren't a lot of people who will step up and say, yes, I'm in favor of big government. And that's why, that's the box that Bill Clinton got in and had to declare that the era of big government was over. Really, if you go back, Obama's speech that put him on the national stage, his speech at the Democratic Convention in 2004, was very much an effort to try to walk this line and say, there are things that government can do well, but government, never taught a kid to read or that kind of thing. So he has a sort of long history of trying to sort of toe this line on this debate and really reframe it in terms of the effectiveness of government and not its size.